Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I recently coordinated the coolest event that I've ever attended.
Yeah.
That was a whiskey event.
It was.
And we raised $39,285 for charity.
Wow.
And the celebrity guest was Freddie Johnson from Buffalo Trace fame. And if you want to hear about it, stick around.
Hey, before we get into all that cool stories and everything that happened at the event, which I was there, it was super
pretty
cool.
Pretty sick.
We've got to thank our patrons.
Yeah.
Not only are they the reason that we're here, they're largely the reason that we had the event.
I mean,
a lot of our patrons showed up. They were there. It's a beautiful community we've created, and it's all because of the patrons. And so we can't thank you guys enough. Those names you see on the screen right now are on the screen because they're our top 3-tier contributors, and we can't thank them enough. And so let's give them a round of applause. Thank them for their support. We wouldn't be here without them.
Yep, that's true. So here's the backstory on this event. So during COVID, Buffalo Trace wasn't able to do the tours and all that stuff that they were normally doing. So they had Freddie Johnson doing some virtual tastings. And we were one of the most successful ones that they did. Someone Say Whiskey was.
Yeah.
From recollection, we had over 300 people in attendance. And after that, I was able to get Freddie's cell phone number, and we talked from time to time, and that led to the interview at Buffalo Trace that you got to go to.
Yep.
We did a second tasting online whenever this bottle came out, which we picked with Freddie. But I could never get him to come to Dallas. And, you know, every time I talk to him, he's like, you know, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. But the people who are in the background that make those decisions, just they just wouldn't agree to the trip because they didn't have any way to see its value.
Well, you know? I don't blame them, and no disrespect, but I don't like coming to Dallas either. Maybe it's the traffic.
Yeah,
maybe
it could be that.
Yeah.
For those of y'all that don't know, we have a mini rivalry because he's Fort Worth side and I'm Dallas side. So
I think Freddie's on the Fort Worth side, I think. It sounds like. He didn't want to come.
Yeah, but well, he wanted to. It was the publicist that was on the Fort Worth side. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. But towards the end of 2024, Freddie reached out to me and said that they were open to it and that I just had to come up with a plan, present it to the publicist, and if it all made sense, they would agree to it. So,
and boy, did you come up with a plan.
I did. It was tough, though, because no one had ever done anything like this before, and we had no idea how many people would come and how big of a venue we needed.
Yeah.
And so at first, I reached out to Algiers Club, and I want to give them a shout-out. If you're not familiar, they're in a really nice area in Dallas, like Bishop Arts District area, and it's a private whiskey club and cigar lounge. And they host some events there that we go to every year, the Texas Whiskey Exchange, which is also a fundraiser. And so we've gotten to know the owners, and I reached out to them, and I was like, how many do you think you could fit? And he was like, maybe 75. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know a lot, but I knew that it was going to be more than 75 for Freddie Fest, right?
Yeah.
So I said, do you have any other ideas? Because we want it to be centrally located for the Fort Worth people.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of us live up north, but so we needed central location. And he said, have you talked with Nomad Grills?
Mm-hmm.
Now, had you heard of Nomad Grills before?
I never heard
this?
About it, but it was a fantastic location.
Yeah, so Nomad Grills, who came in and saved the day, they sell these really high-end portable grills for outdoor enthusiasts, basically. And they're not cheap, but they are nearly indestructible from what I understand.
Yeah.
And they're a really amazing product.
Yep.
We got to meet the owner and all of the top staff, and they have this beautiful facility in the Bishop Arts district. And they were like, hey, you know, we won't charge you hardly anything because the people that have come to this event, we want them to see our grills.
Yeah.
And so they provided the venue and they provided staff to help, and they cooked all of the meat on site. And so we were able to get that set up. So once I had that plan and I had a venue and we had a couple of sponsors in mind, we were able to present it to Buffalo Trace and they agreed to send Freddie. So right about this time, Lindsay and I were trying to help Divine Equine Therapeutic Riding Center, which is a equine therapy service that's not too far from here that serves disabled children and veterans. And we had a very unsuccessful online auction. And so I had the idea to use this Freddie event to benefit that 501c3. And so we were able to put all of that together. And generally speaking, if I'm doing an event in Dallas, I only advertise it in Someone Say Whiskey because it's really a local you know, thing. But because this was such a big deal and Freddie Johnson, we publicized it on Bourbon Roll Talk and on the YouTube channel. And so our general plan was just to have a Sazerac only bottle share, right? Because we didn't want to bring Freddie Johnson in and be like, hey, you want some Wild Turkey? Although he does like Wild Turkey. And we broke it up. We're going to have three Freddie sessions so everybody could have a pour with Freddie for about 30 minutes. And then something wild happened. So my wild. My buddy Rocky was over here getting some custom etched glasses. And one of his buddies called him and is like, hey, I got a Double Eagle Very Rare offered to me for $2,700, do you want it? And he was like, well, I don't want, I don't have that level of bottle, I don't want it. And he's like, Randy, do you want it? And I was like, no. Like, real estate hasn't been doing great, you know? and then I was like, wait a minute, for $2,700, we can find something great to do with it. And so I said, yes, give it to me. And then I'm sitting there hanging out with him and I go, wait a minute, what if we drained this bottle with Freddie Johnson? Like, how dope would that be, right? And so I started doing the math and I was like, okay, if we pick who's going to go to this tasting based on who will donate $100 separately to Divine Equine, we could break this bottle up into about 50 half ounce pours, right? And so we were able to get 50 donations, which more than covered the cost of the bottle. And so then we, when we started the event, I was scared to death that I wasn't going to end up with 50 pours.
Because you start pouring, you're like, oh.
Yeah, first of all, like,
you know. Are you just eyeballing them?
No, no. So I went out and I bought one of the things that pours half an ounce. And I'm testing it, right? With everything, pouring it back in, you know, not on the Double Eagle Very Rare, but I'm testing it with other things, right? Just to make sure it works. And so but I didn't open the Double Eagle Very Rare. And so I get there and I'm like peeling the stuff off and I take the cork out and the neck is too big for the pour spout that I bought. And no one has a measurer, a jigger that has a half ounce line on it. So one of the really active local members, Selena, goes to the bar that's around the corner because she lives in the neighborhood and she's friends with them. And she's like, hey, let me borrow your jigger. So they give me a jigger and I'm pouring them, but I'm like, I didn't even think about how nerve-wracking this
would be. Your arms, your hands are shaking.
I mean, a drop hits the table and you're like, that was $10.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and so I'm pouring like just a hair under the half ounce line. And that over 50 pours was enough to make 59 pours.
Okay.
And so we ended up raising $5,900 in $100 donations because there's all these people that showed up and they were like, I want a piece of the action, but I didn't get in time. And so we ended up, though, with 59 people there at the event. We had...
No, that was 59 people.
Just for that tasting.
Yeah, there was like a
346.
Yeah.
346 people.
346 people. That was whole. It was a lot of people, and it was incredibly.
And awesome. We had crazy sponsors too. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have T-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
Yeah.
Topo Chico, the water company.
Yeah, yeah. So they had coolers everywhere.
Full of Topo Chico. You know, because if you're going to do a bottle share, you got to have people hydrating.
Water. Yeah.
And they came
Topo's
in clutch.
Topo's one of my favorites, too. So I was happy to see that.
And then Nomad, they have a great relationship with someone that we've done videos with.
Yeah,
before.
On Snake River.
Snake River Farms.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That, I'm not even kidding you. I don't know what I liked better, the Double Eagle Very Rare or the steaks from Snake River Farms.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm being completely honest. I enjoyed both of them. Equally, and maybe even the steak
a little more.
I'm a big steak guy, but I was like, damn, it was so good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not taste the steak at the event.
Oh my gosh,
because
you missed out.
I was in the back coordinating stuff and all that, and they ran out of steak. I only got to try the sausage.
Oh my gosh, so good.
But yeah, so Snake River Farms, and then Josh Brace, who was one of the major contributors to the fundraising effort.
Yeah, he was working.
He and his buddy Wes have a catering service that does barbecue called Hardhead Bros Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And we knew that the venue was going to provide the meat, but we needed sides. So they catered the sides. And then we knew we were having people come
in. Wait, they made that mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah, bro. They made mac and
Josh,
cheese and like...
way to go, brother.
And
that was...
And smoked corn.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
so good.
They were both fire. And Freddie loved both. So that was really cool. And then there's a local chocolatier...
Dude, I just demolished those this last week.
Did you?
They didn't even last a week in my house.
Yeah, so she's so been good. On the show before, too, to teach us how to pair chocolate and whiskey, because she's a huge whiskey lover.
Yep.
And it's Yelly Belly Chocolates.
And they had these chocolate, like, little squares, but they were infused with actual Buffalo Trace products. So one of them had, like, a Weller in it. One of them had, like, Buffalo Trace. And you bite into that thing. And it wasn't like a gusher where it, like, but it was like... I don't know, it's hard to explain, but you could definitely taste the whiskey.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. I had some up here, but my wife chastised me and said, you can't leave those up there forever, so I ate them. But,
yeah, I ate them, man. That was awesome.
And then, did you get any of the gelato?
By the time I got over there, I mean, it was such a... They were ambushed, and that was about when we were about to take off, so I didn't get a chance to try that.
So there's a gentleman that's super involved in the club. He owns a charcuterie company. Mm-hmm. He does photo booths. He does, and he added to his repertoire of things he offers for parties and, you know, wedding receptions and stuff, is a gelato bike. Mm. And so it's like a bike.
I saw it, man. It was really cool, man.
And he made bourbon-infused gelato. Mm. And everyone was just going bananas for that. But one of the cool things about the venue, did you make it up to the balcony, the second floor deck?
Yeah.
I didn't even see it. I saw it when we picked the venue, never got a chance to go up there. But they have the second floor deck that overlooked downtown Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they were like, a lot of people smoke cigars out there.
Yeah.
And so...
there was some cigar token.
Yeah, so we brought in Cigar Score, who's the local shop that Sammy goes to. So they're from further down south. But
and they have they had a raffle item that I bid on, or I bought tickets for.
Yeah.
Didn't win it, but I was...
It was one of the largest returns.
Yeah, that was awesome.
The raffle items. When you look at how much each item raised versus what its retail value was, that one was one of the largest. But Cigar Score came in clutch, was selling cigars, and had brought in cigars that were the ones that had been like finished with Buffalo Trace related elements to it. And then did you get to enjoy any of the live music?
So I did. I went out there, checked out the live band, and you know, one of the biggest surprises of the event for me, I've never seen this at an event before in my entire... I've been to a lot of events.
Uh-huh.
Never seen this before. An actual tattoo artist just doling out tattoos right in the corner of the event. And a professional, it looked like an actual tattoo studio in the corner of the upstairs, dude. It was incredible.
So I have stories about both the band.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And the tattoo artist. Both of them have connections to Lindsay.
Yeah.
So the band was Jacob Guzman Band.
Right.
And she and I went to high school with Jacob Guzman.
Really?
And
he was solid, man.
Yeah, so really good. There's a gentleman in the club, Brandon Hogue. He does live music and stuff like that. And we reached out to him. We were like, hey, would you want to donate and like come perform? And he was unsure if he's going to make it because he had a event in Wisconsin that he was flying to the next morning. And so he hooked us up with Jacob. And I was like, dude, I know Jacob.
I know that guy.
And he crushed it.
Dude, first of all, I'm sitting down. We're downstairs. And it's packed, like standing room. We're in there, and I'm like, dude, this is a great turnout. This is awesome. And there's people outside and everything. And then someone was like, you need to go upstairs. And I was like, oh, cool. I didn't even know there was an... So I go upstairs, and there's just as many people upstairs as there was downstairs.
Yeah.
Just people everywhere, bottles everywhere, huge tables just filled with Buffalo Trace products. You could sample, try whatever you wanted to. And then I look over the corner, and there's people getting a tattoo. I was like, this is amazing.
It's nuts, yeah.
There's nothing more American than what we're doing
and
here.
And not
right
like just... Like, you would think, like, there's 100 bottles of just regular Buffalo Trace. No.
No, dude. There was, Blanton's Gold.
There was Blanton's Gold straight from the barrel. There was a 4 grain. I saw 2 or 3 H. Taylor barrel proofs.
Yeah.
And these were unattended bottle share bottles.
Yeah, just sitting out for anybody to try.
I cracked a Blanton's Gold that I got from Japan before they started selling in the United States. And I fresh cracked it and put it on the table. It's gone in 20 minutes.
Dude, yeah. I mean, it's insane.
We crushed, I think there were 64 bottle kills. 64. Now, not all of them were some of them were not full when they got there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it was nuts. There was some good stuff going on there.
Incredible. The best bottle share I've ever seen.
Incredible. Yeah. Good time is definitely had by all.
I'm sad I had to leave a little early, but one of my favorite things about these events is like putting faces with all these names you see on the forums.
Yeah. Right?
So whether it's in Someone Say Whiskey or Bourbon Real Talk community or just listeners of the podcast, you know, just walking around in there like, hey, Wes. And I'm like, hey, I don't know you, but I want to know you. I'm so glad you reached out, because then I got to actually meet people. And there was, I don't know how many dozens of people that I met that night. Was just incredibly friendly, awesome people. And that's the beauty of the whiskey community, is it just brings people together and you instantly feel like family.
Yeah, awesome. And we had people from all over. We had people from Canada.
Yeah, we even had the Canadians come down here.
Yeah, and we didn't want it to just be like a one and done. So for those people, we had like an after party the next day. And Hardhead's Barbecue brought all the food, including... I'm just going to say, it was the best brisket I've ever had in my life. It is so good. Dang. And pulled pork and all that stuff. Actually, you could have come. But we had to limit it to the out-of-town people and, like, the leadership.
And I am out of town.
Technically, no.
Oh, dang. Alvarado's way out there.
Over 60 miles from the location.
Carry the one.
Yeah, no.
Like 40.
But we didn't let you come because you were doing videography and all that stuff. But and then Nelly... Nellie Hill, she does a lot of stuff for the community, and if you're involved in Dallas at all, she's probably helped you find a bottle you couldn't find, all that stuff. Yep. Well, she knows all the liquor stores because she's also a brand rep for Iron Root.
Yep.
She got a ton of donations for the event, and then she held the after party. Ooh. And so the after party was like 11 to 4, and then everyone went to Nellie's house and partied the rest of the night on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then we had a number of like sponsors that just had like tables, or they donated a basket. Mm-hmm. So Bourbon Real Talk donated a bottle carrying bag, the ultimate pack that has all the stuff in it. Mm-hmm. We had Toasted Simple Syrups that donated. Big D Barrel Works turned a barrel into like a little bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have had some branding on it.
Yeah.
That was, we won't say on camera. that was part of the raffles. And then Dixie Treats.
I remember seeing
they
that.
They make dog treats.
Yeah.
and their local couple members in the community, and then Seven Strong Apparel Brands.
Yep.
They mostly make like tiki shirts and stuff, but they had some. They donated like a basket, and that raised a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And then Michelle Cote, who used to be an admin of Someone Say Whiskey, she now owns House of Bread in McKinney, and she donated this giant basket of bread that we pair some bottles with, and that raised a lot of money.
Nice.
And then we talked about the gelato bike, and he actually, instead of paying a vendor fee, he donated like 40-something bottles to be used for the fundraiser effort.
Oh, wow.
And that raised quite a bit of money. And then
Grapes and Grain.
Grapes and Grain, which is one of our partner stores, they donated $500 like they had a vendor booth table, but they just ended up putting up a sign.
Yep.
And then they're co-owned by a family, and they have got another store. Yep. Bethany Discount Liquor came in. He was at Cancun, the owner.
Oh, yeah.
And when he got back, he was like, dude, I missed everything. Can I give another $1,000?
Yeah.
And so he kicked in an extra $1,000. Nice, and man. Then Specs...
Yeah.
They donated two $250 gift cards that we paired with E.H. Taylor, and that raised almost $1,400.
Pretty good.
So that was cool. Nice. And then Lucky Liquors donated several different ways, but at the end, you were there for that part, right?
Yes, I was there.
So describe to the people what happened when we finished the Double Eagle Very Rare bottle.
Okay, so we're standing there, and the bottle's been drained. Everyone's enjoyed their pours with Freddie. And now it's time for the raffle off of the actual product.
The box.
The bottle, the box, bottle, the seals.
Topper, it's there. Got a light in it.
Yeah, so it's an actual decanter, for those who don't know. But so we're going to raffle this off, and Randy's going to start the bidding. And Bautista's like, $500, and everybody's like, whoa, that's a lot, man. We're starting with $500.
I thought I'd get to 1,000.
Yeah, so we're hoping for 1,000. All right, and then we kind of get some bidding going on, and, you know, 1,500, you know, we get up to like 2,000. I'm like, wow, dude, that's like double what I was hoping.
And now it's down to two people.
And yeah, it starts
a husband and wife.
Yep.
And Lucky from Lucky's Liquor.
Right.
That owns liquor stores.
Yep. And then it got to this point where.
Now I start. Listen, Randy, no one knows this. Okay,
but Randy mentions that.
So no one knows this, but I had seen photos on Lucky's phone earlier in the day of him with Freddie Johnson the day before opening a Double Eagle Very Rare with Freddie Johnson.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I know he does not need the empty bottle.
Right.
I know he doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's bidding.
And he's bidding it up and up. And I'm starting to feel bad because the wife wants this for her husband.
I was feeling awkward.
Real bad.
Because I'm like, this is a sweet little husband wife who traveled in from who knows
Houston.
Where. Houston.
Yeah.
And they're
closer to Beaumont.
And they're bidding and they're just looking at each other talking. Hey, can we keep going? Can we keep going? And every time they finally agree.
I'd be like, going once, going twice, and Lucky'd go, 2,500, like right at the last second. Yeah. Just it was heart-wrenching.
And then I felt so bad.
I call him out, and I'm like, bro, I know you have this bottle, and you drank it with Freddie yesterday. What are you doing? And everyone's like, laughing. So then what happens?
Yeah. So then he decides that he ends up winning.
She goes to... 2,700.
2,750, I think. And then
27. And then he goes to 3,000.
So he goes to 3,000.
For the empty bottle. Now, of course, you get to take a photo with Freddie, and he's going to sign it. Okay?
Yeah, an empty glass bottle of that used to have whiskey in it. He paid $3,000 for that.
Yeah.
But the cool thing, though, was at the end is that he said, hey, if you guys want to go ahead and donate what you were going to, I'll give you the bottle and the packaging and everything like that.
And
I'll still donate the $3,000, which was cool. It all worked out. It was just a little bit like tension in the air there for a minute, trying to figure out.
It all worked out. So that ended up, so we paid $2,700 for the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It raised $5,900 in donations to taste it.
Yep.
And then it raised $5,700. And so we ended up netting $8,900 for the charity because we brought that.
That was awesome. Yeah, really cool.
So the total numbers, we had 346 people in attendance. We raised $39,285 in gross funds. After paying for the Double Eagle Very Rare venue cleaning fees and the catering fees and the credit card processing fees, we were able to cut a check for $29,683 with an additional $2,728 in direct donations.
Awesome.
So the charity itself walked away with $32,411.
Super awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very excited for those folks over there at Divine Equine. Really good folks.
Yeah.
And really cool.
She cried when I told her.
Yeah, that was...
She had no idea. She was like, I was hoping maybe $15,000. Maybe.
Yeah. And you think this is like a big, like... big nonprofit that has all these, you know.
No, they're out there slugging it out.
I mean, they're out there in the middle of nowhere just doing it because they love it. And that's what makes it fun to partner with them.
Yeah.
So today's giveaway, we're going to do 5 1-ounce samples. Okay.
Okay.
And let's go ahead and do the Buffalo Trace stuff because we got to taste all kinds of awesome Buffalo Trace products for free. And we think you should be able to do it for free. So we'll do 5 1-ounce samples. What about E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof?
I just got one of those. So let's do that.
That's the rye?
Yeah, the rye. E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof rye. Just got my first one.
We'll do that. We'll do a Weller 12, an antique Weller IPA. And what about an Old Charter?
Old Charter Oak? Yeah, I have a French Oak, Old Charter Oak.
Okay, so there's 5 right
that'll
there.
That'll round it out.
And I tell you what, guys, this is just a side challenge. You don't have to do this. But if you want to enter the giveaway, it's really easy to do. There's just it's free to enter, of course. You just need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and you can ring the bell. And ringing the bell is important because we do giveaways on every single episode. And so if you want to ring the bell and be notified of when we drop a new episode, go ahead and do that. And then go down to the link in the description below next to the big cap words giveaway. And that'll just ask you for some simple contact information so we can run you in a randomizer and then see who our winner is and to be able to ship you your samples for absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to donate and say, hey, I'll enter the giveaway and go throw $10, $20, whatever it is, to Divine Equine, that link's in the description below as well. I encourage you to do it.
Awesome. And if you like this content, you want to support the channel, there's 3 ways. We have a Patreon, and we talked about that at the beginning, but we do have Patreon support levels for all budgets. We also have great merchandise for whiskey lovers at bourbonrealtalk.com. And I'm a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas, so if you need service in either market, I'd love to talk with you. And you can find links for how to support the channel all 3 ways in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd love to tell you a little bit about why we do what we do. Yes, we love whiskey, but we love people more. It's more about community and connection. And that became a personal mission of mine when I lost my brother to suicide in 2014. And I saw that he was missing some of those social connections to help keep us bound to this world. But I also saw how whiskey was able to quickly develop those kinds of social connections between individuals and sometimes individuals that maybe wouldn't have had any other reason to connect. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe if I got you connected to whiskey, the whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we started this channel, but if you want connection, you do have to have forums, and some of the forums have trolls in them.
Yeah, we hate trolls.
We hate trolls. They say hateful things to strangers online. So they taught us 2 things. One, we needed our own forum that was troll-free. Mm-hmm. We have it now. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community, and it is... Yeah. From what I understand, it is the world's largest American whiskey-focused bourbon enthusiast group on Facebook.
It's definitely the largest troll-free environment.
And it is troll-free, so yeah. That's pretty cool. And it's been so successful, we've been able to create our own 501c3 called LiveStayProject.org, which is a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But I said they taught us 2 things. The other thing that the trolls taught us was if they could hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Cheers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.